Buena Vista. This is a bonus episode. I'm Ben, and I'm here in the forest, appreciating the various mosses and fungi while contemplating the mysteries of the universe. With me, sheltering pleasantly from the rain in a big, conical, brimmed hat and a travel-worn but comfy-looking cloak, smoking a mix of mystical herbs with a twinkle in his eye, it's a fellow wizard. It's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Oh, that's me. This is nice. This is a nice intro. I feel pleasant.
Yeah.
I hope nothing weird happens.
Oh, wouldn't it be awful if something weird or sexual happened?
Yeah.
Something gross or sexual.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want something gross or sexual to happen. I'm kind of enjoying my time among the fungi.
It's nice, isn't it? You're out here and it's raining, but it's not. You know how sometimes rain is so fine, it's almost just like a nice refreshing mist.
Yes, exactly. It's misty.
It's kind of nice. And you're sitting out here and you're dry. You're warm, you're having to think about the planets and their orbits.
I'm thinking about the fungi. It's all connected. They're all connected under there.
Yes. From tree to shining tree, radio lab.
Yes.
The wizards are thinking about that. It's a good episode of a podcast. Mm. Also with us, trying to remember the true name of a mountain so that he might quiet a plague of rock slides threatening a village of gentle gnomes. It's another wizard. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's up? I almost had it then. Almost had it. But Greg, I'm not going to blame you because what's the point in that? We got all the time in the world.
Yes. I'm old. You're old. Mm-hmm. Lucy's old. We're all old.
What How old? We couldn't even really say.
I mean, I'm the youngest probably.
Probably. Yes.
I just the feel rashest. Like it. Certainly by our standards.
Absolutely.
Always making quick decisions from the passions of the heart. But you know what?
Oh, that is so true.
We love your passions. Mm-hmm. Nothing sexual about this one at all. Nothing gross. There's no twist. It's not going to be like cum or, you know, I'm titty fucking one of the wizards or anything. Nothing like that.
Which one would you be doing that to?
If I had to pick one.
I think that's nice. We should dial things back a little. Every week we've got to like outcome one another. Like it gets a lot. It gets too much.
And Theo always wins. He's backing it up for a long time.
Yeah.
I was thinking about gentle wizards because there's something that's pissing me off. Can I do a Dave Hughes style Glasshouse I'm angry this week intro?
Something that really grinds your gears?
Yeah. I was going to say I prefer it was more of a Family Guy, something that grinds my gears on account of I've been watching Family Guy.
Oh, how come?
I don't know.
To like what end?
I have somebody else's Disney Plus subscription and so I was like, it's all on there. I reckon
I'm
going to
defend Andrew here and say that seasons one and two are very funny.
Yeah, but you like, that's like the stuff that you like. That sort of American sort of thing is your like stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
Your South Parks, seasons one and two of Family Guy.
Season one and two of Family Guy specifically. Yeah.
Probably the movies that Matt Stone and Trey Parker have made. You probably love basketball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
because
it's really good.
Guilty.
That's why.
It's a pretty funny movie. Orgasmo.
Guilty.
They hired the Zuckers to make basketball. Genius move.
That's smart. Those guys make a good movie. Mm-hmm. The thing that's pissing me off this week, Australia.
Grinding your gears, sorry.
I'm angry, Australia. No, I'm doing the Dave Hughes one. I'm angry. I kept seeing these pictures popping up on my Instagram from people sharing them. There are these really beautiful 1970s looking sort of Alan Lee style, like the guy that did all those illustrations, The Lord of the Rings, sort of traditional media, kind of soft pencil, no hard lines, these really gentle gradients. And they're all of just like really cool Tolkien style wizards.
Are they all AI?
They're all AI. They're all fucking AI.
I've seen
two different content creators, which is a horrible phrase, which is even aggrandizing in this circumstance because they're not fucking creating shit where they just generate hundreds of these fucking things a month.
That's bleak.
Of gentle forest wizards that
draw
are in tune
it.
With the natural
draw
world.
Draw it with a watercolor. Imagine drawing a beautiful, pleasant wizard picture
Smoking
with some
a
watercolor
pipe.
Pencils.
Yes.
Doesn't
Come
matter
on.
If you're not very good.
Yeah.
It's part of the experience.
I'm not very good either. You got to learning is part of the fucking journey. Do you know how angry these wizards would be if they knew you were using the robot to generate the wizard pictures? It's so antithetical to the wizard ethos, it made me so upset that I wanted to become like a hater in the Instagram comments, which I think is such a fucking sickness of the soul.
Oh, that's so bleak when you consider commenting on something because it makes you so angry, and then you're like, oh, I don't want to be an Instagram commenter.
I don't want any of my friends to ever see me in the comments being like, shame it's AI. Like, that would be fucking humiliating. But it is a shame that it's AI.
It is a shame that it's AI.
I look at the comments because I want to make sure someone's saying that.
Same. Yeah, there was, I check in the comments.
There's always people in there saying, oh, it's AI. Or someone saying, is this AI? And someone says, yes, it's AI.
Ideally, I want to take the temperature of the room and see that lots of people are saying, don't post that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, not I like seeing people agree with me. That's nice.
One of these, so there's two of these that I've seen. One is just the pictures, and I've seen so many people share them thinking that they're like drawings from the 70s, whatever, which fine. It's kind of hard to tell with these ones. The other one, the guy generates the tranquil wizard picture and then puts shitty, like, I'm a goofy millennial, like relatable text over the top.
Oh, Christ.
Made it worse somehow.
It's like me when I don't go to work, that sort of stuff.
They took the human part out of the art, like creating the illustration, but they kept the human part for the worst.
For the dog shit.
For the office humor.
They automated the part that elevates the soul, mm-hmm. and then they're doing the part that enshittens the soul.
Yeah. Then they said, oh, this part, this is my soul. Blech. Yeah.
Maybe they're generating those too. Maybe they're going give me a list of relatable millennial quotes.
Oh, they're absolutely doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, Ben, that sucks.
See, because I'm on Blue Sky, which Ben has refused to ever join or post on.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
He prefers to stay in the racism factory over at X.
No, I'm not over there anymore. I'm not on either. I'm done with both.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not doing the internet anymore. No, thank you.
Instead, I've been following Michael Whelan on Blue Sky, who is a 15 Hugo Award winning science fiction, as he puts it, imaginative realism illustrator.
Holy shit.
Okay. You'd probably recognize a bunch of shit, but it's cool because he like posts like process stuff of things that he did like 20 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, like some awesome sick painting of Yoda in a cave.
That's cool.
Like, oh, here's all the sketches I started off with. And then I eventually arrived at like, he said that in the process of doing the sketches for Yoda, that they got the puppet to like do poses for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Ah, to be a fly on that wall.
It's like, you ever seen those bloopers from like the Star Wars movies where Frank Oz is just talking shit as Yoda?
Oh my god, puppet bloopers?
Puppet bloopers are so good.
That's fucking as good as it gets.
Because they're not
couldn't
real.
Fucking, couldn't do that with ChatGPT, could you? Couldn't do that with generative AI.
You couldn't get a computer to generate a puppet blooper.
You couldn't. Because like, how do you even start to explain that to the computer? You're like, first, I need a human who's created something else that they are piloting to give the impression of the thing having life itself.
Yes.
Also, they're reciting lines from a script that another human has written, but something's gone wrong.
They're goofing them sometimes.
Something's gone wrong, and the puppeteer is just kind of, you know, shoot from the hip, say but something, staying, but get this.
Staying in character.
They're going to stay in character as the puppet, but not in character for the movie. There's too many layers for the computer. Yeah. Computer doesn't get it.
Yeah, robots don't understand that stuff.
They're being the character, but a rude version of the character that's sort of more like,
yep.
Well, the kids won't see this because it's an outtake. It's going to talk about Minge or whatever.
Make a puppet talk about Minge.
Oh, I love it when it's like Miss Piggy hanging shit on the other people for not being professionals, you know? Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
God, that's the best. It would be kind of insufferable to work around that energy, maybe.
You think so?
To have the puppeteer always doing that, like if this was your like 5-day a week job, maybe, and you're the lighting tech, you're sick of watching the puppet be rude to people. But
you're sick of Miss Piggy,
if you were just allowed to visit the set one day because your uncle worked there,
well,
oh my fucking god,
all the stories that you see from like people who are guests on Sesame Street or The Muppet Show, they pretty much always say, you go there with a complete understanding that they are puppets,
yeah,
but you cannot stop yourself from talking directly to the puppet.
There's no fucking way. You can't. The human brain doesn't have the capacity to not interact with a puppet or a mascot or whatever on the terms of the thing that's being presented to you, I think.
Yeah, as though there's a man in the suit. I can't do it. There's no man in there when I'm interacting with the mascot.
As a kid, I still might have. I haven't really tested this. But as a kid, I had like a fucking full-on phobia of people in like mascot costumes. Because I didn't – the social pressure of having to figure out how to interact with them, like, I know they're not the actual character. It's a man inside. But
you've got to pretend.
I have to pretend? But I don't want to because I know that it's not him. That would make me like immediately start crying in a way I could never articulate to my parents. Hey, really, I'm trapped about how to interact with this guy.
Due to the social contract.
The social contract is making me want to be duplicitous, which is to entertain that Goofy is really standing over there, but he's not. It's not Goofy.
Ben, I don't want to lie.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, as you know, we took our children to Movie World, Warner Brothers Movie World, Hollywood on the Gold Coast.
That's right.
And I got to tell you, it doesn't go away.
Yeah? You still felt that same pressure?
They got a bunch of people cruising around, and they're like, oh, well, actually, a few of them were kind of depressing because you have like, you've got like, you know, Superman and the Joker and shit walking around, and they're in the parade and that kind of stuff, and you got like a Tweety Bird in a Tweety Bird costume.
Yeah.
And then you see other famed Warner Brothers properties like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that makes me go, no, I think she might have been a person. I think she might have been a whole human.
She's like a human woman.
You know, a notoriously exploited life. Woman.
Yeah.
But yeah, like then they have a chat to you, you know. One of my kids went and got a photo with the Marilyn Monroe one, who then like talked at her in Marilyn Monroe voice and was like, let's do a pose. And she came back and she was like,
who the fuck was that?
That was weird.
That lady was weird. Crazy.
Lady was mental.
I think she was wearing a wig.
I don't know how you're supposed to like, because part of you feels like as an adult, you should be able to have it aside. They'd be like, yeah, man. Yeah, no, just another day, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Yeah. Oh, no, you're doing the character for the kids, but like, you know, you admit, we could just talk.
You can admit it.
People.
You can admit that you're not Tweety Bird, right?
You went to uni, you're a theatre student right? Yeah, no, you don't have to do the voice for me or anything. I know about it because I'm an adult.
I found myself spending a lot of time thinking about the people working there because I was more there for my kids than I was for like my own entertainment. Not that I was not entertained. I had a lot of fun. But I found myself thinking a lot about, A, that everybody operating the crazy machinery we were flying around on seemed to be 20 years old.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm.
That was kind of forefront in my mind at some point, you know. And then, yeah, like just what it's like clocking in every day for your shift as the Joker at Warner Brothers Movie World.
You'd have to love it. You'd have to really love your job to keep on doing that, right?
Fuck.
Well, think of all the smiles you bring to children's faces.
That's true. Yes.
I'd threaten to kill them if I was playing the Joker.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, just whisper
to kids. I'm a really bad guy.
I'll kill you for real. I'll kill you for real.
I'm the fucking Joker. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Go
I'm a criminal.
Go tell your parents. They won't believe you. They won't fucking believe you.
I've already killed so many people. And I got away with it because, look, they let me work right here.
Yeah. They gave me a job even though I'm the Joker.
Doing your background check. Now it says here you are the Joker.
Last 20 years. Joker the. Interesting.
Some are they kind of clown.
Still doing the Austin Powers dance on the hour or whatever at
No,
Movie
I
World?
Didn't see any Austin Powers related
no Austin
anything,
Powers.
As a matter of fact. I didn't
That's
see
very disappointing.
Zero, you know, I didn't know that's something I could have seen and now I'm disappointed.
There was a day like 2 years ago, I want to say, when on like regular Twitter for the rest of the world, with Americans and everything, the Gold Coast Movie World Austin Powers guy went viral, like a video of that, the dance and the guy.
Oh,
it's like, don't look at that. That's just for us. We don't think it looks like the real thing. Okay, we're not idiots.
Oh yeah, don't look at Warner Brothers Movie World Hollywood on the Gold Coast. Like you wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't understand. We're not looking at this thinking it's a perfect facsimile of Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not rubes, you know? We don't think this is amazing. It's just a bit of fun for the Gold Coast.
It's just a bit of fun. Like the Scooby-Doo Spooky Coaster.
It's for all those six-year-olds who really like Austin Powers.
That's right. It's a favorite movie.
And then he drinks the diarrhea from a cup.
My kids fucking love it.
I used to love Austin Powers when I was a child. I was like, he's weird.
You're like imprinting on, I guess this is what women find attractive. Okay.
Yeah, all right. That's a hot guy.
Weird teeth, bowl cut. Vertically striped suits, all these things. That's going to make me horny in 20 years. All right, got it. Elizabeth Hurley seems to want to fuck him, so okay.
Well, she wanted to fuck Shane Warne as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not entirely out of the realm of possibility.
Liz Hurley, your judgment is odd.
You ever see those posts of her, like, posting sexy with her nephew?
Yeah, pretty weird.
I don't know if I saw the Liz Hurley nephew posts.
Oh, yeah. Just search Liz Hurley nephew later on.
Christmas nephew posts, you know?
That's really strange.
Weird stuff.
Hey, if I was a celebrity, one of the things I wouldn't want trending is my name followed up by nephew. We look at trends in Trend Watch.
God, I love a trend.
Well, you're about to learn about a new one. This is from KSNW in Kansas. Derby laptop fried in latest TikTok trend.
Okay.
Derby?
I doubt it. It's America, so I'm going to say it's Derby probably.
Kentucky Derby.
I think Lucy is having her dinner handed to her while she's recording.
Is it bolognese by any chance?
No, it isn't bolognese. It is a chicken pot pie that I made and I'm very hungry.
Oh, that's nice. I'm having pie for dinner as well. Maddie's making pie.
Oh, what kind of pie?
What kind of pie?
Mushroom vegetable.
It sounds great.
Vegetarian mostly. A new social media trend led to a fried laptop at Derby High School. It's the latest TikTok trend wreaking havoc in schools.
Yes. The whole world's fucking falling apart because of this goddamn social media.
Have you guys heard anything about, is this ringing a bell, what I've said so far at all?
No, not at all.
Fried laptops and TikTok?
Fried laptops?
Fried laptops and TikTok. Yeah. Okay, because like, so part of the thing of this podcast is I want it to be stuff that's not already going viral, right? I'm trying to keep it stuff that's low key, stuff that's novel for us to talk about.
You want some pre-viral stuff, ideally?
Well, yeah. I don't mind a bit of pre-viral stuff. When stuff pops off and then people are like, well, actually, Bonta Vista, they got that 4 days ago. They're ahead of the curve. But now that I'm not really on any of the stuff, I don't know
if something's like... Although I'm not on TikTok itself. I just get the shit that comes to Reels a month later, I assume.
Yeah, that's the millennial pipeline.
Yeah, that's right.
TikToks to Reels. All right, good. As long as this is fresh to you guys, because it was very fresh to me. The trend teaches kids how to fiddle with their school laptops to make smoke come out.
What?
Okay.
That is one of the most computer illiterate sounding sentences I've ever
heard. Oh, you can make smoke come out if you stick a fork in the motherboard.
If you fiddle with a device, you can make some smoke come out. Fiddling with something to make some stuff come out. Now that is an idea.
Yeah, I was today years old when I found out that if you put water in the USB socket of a laptop.
It's been triggering chemical reactions leading to hazardous lithium battery fires.
Oh.
So this is just one of those harmless TikTok trends that kids are getting on board with. You know how it is.
Okay.
Derby's fire department says the danger goes beyond flammability. Parents are keeping an eye on the latest TikTok trends. Quote, my son and his friend came home, I think it was last week, and said that someone in their class got their conduct card marked, said Becky Howe.
I fucking hate it when somebody marks my conduct card. Leave that thing alone.
That sounds like some nerd shit. She says the student who got marked was fiddling with a laptop. Stop saying fiddling.
Can you use a different word?
It's just like anything.
He was wanking around with a laptop.
Jerking off a laptop.
She says the trend is not surprising. Quote, they always pass, they always cycle through, and there's always the next one, Howe said.
Like?
Yeah, that's true of trends, that there are new and old trends.
Pokemon cards, yes. Tarzos.
Right now it's setting laptops on fire and Lulu Bagoobos.
You are also, Madam Lagavulins? Madam, you are indeed describing a cycle.
Are you guys,
congratulations.
Have you guys seen these things?
I caved. I caved.
Can you say what the word is again?
It's a laboo-boo.
Laboo-boos.
Laboo-boo. Okay. It's been like so aggressively on everything that I keep looking at all the time. Like the algorithm wants me so badly to buy a laboo-boo.
And are you going to buy one?
Yeah, it's with you.
I ordered one the other day. I caved.
Laboo-boo. This looks like something that my younger daughter would be interested in for 3 weeks.
Don't show them to her because they're not cheap.
Are either of you kids into fugglers?
Yeah, they both got one of them at some point, and now it's at the bottom of a drawer somewhere.
Mm.
They are pretty cool. I think it's cool to make something that's for kids that's just straight up nasty and horrible.
Yeah, I kind of like
that. Yeah, they got little human-shaped teeth in them. Yeah,
yeah, it's the human teeth that really make it fucked up.
I think the laboo-boo is evil. I think it is sent from Satan as a temptation, and it's a test. And if you purchase the laboo-boo, you have gone against God. You've accepted the temptations of Belial.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So you are going to buy one, Lucy?
Yeah. Yeah, I really want one. Something's gone into my brain. I want one really bad.
But this is, I just don't, I think, I want to be at all times in my life generous of spirit to people. I want to be open. I want to be loving and I want to be accepting. And I don't want to ever write people's actions off by not considering their motives and their feelings enough. And there has got to be something so good about feeling part of something. Like the people that are queuing up from midnight until a Target or whatever opens. I don't know where they sell laboo-boos. But the people that are like queuing up for 8 hours with like 500 people to get a laboo-boo, it has to feel good because they wouldn't do it if it didn't feel good. There's no other, they're not going to get rich from it. It's just like the feeling itself is nice. So like, is it exciting? Is it like, is it just the pure joy of being part of a crowd in a specific moment
in
time?
That's it, just being part of the laboo-boo moment.
Yeah.
And if you see someone else with a laboo-boo, you're like, hey, I'm a laboo-boo guy too.
With laboo-booing together.
We're the same. We're kind of the same, you and I. We don't know each other, but we've got something in common.
There's fucking 7 or 8 billion passengers hurtling through space together on this crazy spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know everyone.
What if we all got a laboo-boo?
I'm looking at you and I see your laboo-boo and I think about my laboo-boo and I say, are we really that different if we both have a laboo-boo?
I do think Americans have a special disease. Like
just in general.
Measles.
Diabetes.
No, it's not. I was going to say consumption, but they were already calling that a disease. In that I think like Americans do, Americans like a catalyst for consumption, I think. I think they already really like to buy stuff, just kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like to just be finding reasons to buy things.
Buying stuff rules. I will say that I don't think it's a net good, but it feels so good to make a decision in your mind.
Especially like recession consumption, which is what I feel like the laboo-boo is like, I don't have a lot of money. What if I bought this stupid fucking thing?
Fucking laboo-boo.
Let me ask you this philosophical question. If it feels good, how can it be bad?
It's what I'm always asking.
Yep.
Just to paint a word picture in people's mind, while Andrew is pontificating about this. He is sipping a neat spirit from a really tiny glass.
He's cradling it.
The way you're holding it in your hand makes it look very small. He's holding it in the tips of his fingers.
Yeah.
Directly above the palm of his hair.
Yep.
In a way that makes him look very wise.
Mm. Well, I am a wizard.
It's a beautiful glass.
I found a picture that actually really neatly captures an intersection of Ben's fears and Lucy's fears.
Oh, good.
I've just put it in the chat here. It is a person in an adult-sized Labubu mascot costume.
No, don't furify the Labubu.
That's a six-foot-tall Labubu, Lucy, and it's got the same evil face.
I
just gendered it. I don't know why I did that, but they are wearing what appears to be sort of traditional Thai garb. As well,
I think they're big in Thailand.
I think they're big everywhere. I think Labubus are fucking huge. And if you're not switched on to the Labubu craze,
you're going
to
miss out.
You're out of touch. If you're only learning about this now from the world's most out of touch podcast, you are so behind
the
curve.
You know, it's so done. This thing's done in like, give it a week. By the time mine shows up in the mail, it's fucking done.
It's literally over.
But like, I guess what I'm saying is, there's like, while we're talking right now, before the episode's even come out, there's just people going outside throwing dozens of Labubus straight in the trash.
Oh, shit.
are these the Stanley Cups, you know?
Yeah.
Americans just love when a thing comes out that's a trend and they go, fuck yes, I can wait in a fucking line to buy this shit. I could fucking trample someone for this. I could fucking push an old lady down for this shit, you know? And like, you don't really see that happening in a lot of other places. That does seem like a uniquely American issue.
We take it on from them, I feel like. We get the same trend, just a little bit less and a little bit later.
Absolutely, we get the trend, but we like, there aren't really any other countries doing like the Black Friday sanctioned riots, you know? Like, this is just kind of our deal that once a year we all kind of line up for a bit and then violently trample each other for bargains. Like, no one else is really doing it like
that. We don't like lining up, I feel like, as a people.
I don't know. I feel like I, particularly in my time at Pedestrian, end up writing so many fucking stories about generally people from Sydney or Melbourne
lining up for
food pop-ups. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I get to have Whataburger?
Yeah.
Like, you don't. Australians, you get like a shit version. Facsimile from a pop-up in like an empty bookstore where they've got like a grill they brought in.
Yeah. That's what Australians will trample each other for, to line up for a food chain from the US.
But what does that say about us, though? What does that say about us that we're not doing it for stuff, that we're doing it for
experiences?
Yes. So we're kind of better.
We value experiences more than consumption.
Yeah, the experience is having a disgusting donut.
Like a horrible $40 donut. Do you guys want to hear something that sucks ass?
Yes. More than anything.
This is from Cosmopolitan UK, published yesterday, revealed where you can get a genuine Labubu doll for just £4. Holy
moly.
Wow. Pretty moly.
It's the dumpster.
£4 worth of burglar's tools. We, like most fashion girlies, are still not over Labubu dolls.
Yep.
Oh, the humble bag charm has become the it girl accessory of the moment thanks to backing from celebrities including Blackpink's Lisa, Dua Lipa, and Rihanna.
Oh.
Plus hundreds of viral videos on TikTok dedicated to the cute, kind of creepy toy. I didn't realize they were bag charms. I thought they were bigger than this.
No, they're not tiny. They're like a little soft doll and you clip it onto your bag.
Like 6 inches from foot to cranium?
Maybe.
Just how the craze managed to reach fever pitch is all down to the fact that Labubus are incredibly hard to come across. Sold as blind box collectibles by Pop Mart, it's no wonder they fly off the shelves as people try to find a complete set, despite their £80 price tag.
Pardon?
Excusez-moi?
£80?
£80 sterling?
They look very expensive.
My cock off?
I was seeing them for like $70. I ordered one from eBay that's probably fake. So.
Oh my God, you ordered one for real? I thought you were joking before.
No, I ordered one. It's been like I just said fuck it, you know?
And your life's going okay right now?
Yeah. Just mentally in a good place. I feel like this will solve things.
Sterling is $160 Australian. They've got to be cheaper in Australia, surely.
I was seeing them for like $70 or $60.
Did you buy a bootleg Labubu?
I might have. Bootleg? I might have, because it didn't cost that much money, so it's probably garbage. But
yeah, probably trash.
I don't care. I don't need the genuine Labubu, but maybe Labubu heads can tell, and they will like look down on me, and I won't be seen as one of them.
Yeah, they'll look at the orientation of the furs and be like, well, what the fuck is this? They're like $56 in Australia. What the fuck is happening in the UK?
Yeah, why are you paying so much for Labubus?
Thanks, Keir.
How's it going to feel, Lucy, if you've
Who's the Prime Minister?
You got your Labubu clipped onto your bag and then you walk past some teenage girls and they look at your bag.
And they say, and cool, Labubu?
No, no, worse, that they look at it. And then they whisper to each other, and then a laugh ripples through the group.
Oh, that's going to be brutal.
Mm.
Man, I don't even know how to make sense of this information. I'm on the PopMart website with the search for Labubu. There's a $50 Labubu. There's a $1,580 Labubu. There's a $340 Labubu. There's a $22 Labubu.
Did you say $1,500?
$1,500, yeah. $180 Labubu? I don't...
It's quite a discrepancy. It's quite a discrepancy in prices.
That's a big range. Whether you've missed out on the latest online drop that, surprise, surprise, was an almost instant sellout, or can't justify the price tag because, let's face it, it's not exactly a cheap obsession, there's now a whole new way to tap into the Labubu trend. Thanks to Buy Rotation, you can rent Labubu dolls from as little as £4 a day.
What the fuck?
What are you doing?
That's one of the craziest fucking things I've ever heard.
Why would you do that for? How come would you do that?
Cool, do other Labubu have us?
You don't want to get laughed at. You don't want to get laughed at for having the
Spaceship Earth, I guess? Are the £4 a day for someone to say, oh, what up, dog? That Labubu is tight. That's dope. That's clutch, your Labubu.
And you say, thanks, it's mine. Yeah, it's mine that I own. I will always have it.
I didn't put a deposit down for this Labubu. My credit card doesn't have a $200 hold against it for me to have this Labubu at all. Fuck!
Oh, man, it's a sad day when your Labubu gets repoed, hey?
Yeah.
When they turn up with a truck.
Russian guys kicking your door down. Where is Labubu? Give Labubu back.
I'm good for it. I'm good for it.
Man, it's so... Like, I just... I don't want to feel like this is one of those things where we tear into women for having interests. I have one of, like, the dumb... Andrew and I both have the same dumb... middle-aged guy hobby,
yep,
which is buying music on vinyl, which is unbelievably expensive. And when you really get down to it, it is hard to make a coherent justification for not using like a streaming service.
Oh, I do it's a luxury item.
It's absolute fucking crazy luxury item. Why would you spend $70 to buy one album when you have a $13 monthly subscription that gives you all the albums in the world?
I don't spend. Are you buying new pressings, Ben? Are you buying new pressings or stuff?
It's a dumb... I'm not pleased with myself. I know it's almost like a form of conspicuous consumption. I know it's a horrible fucking vanity thing to do. I know it's stupid, but it brings me joy.
I'm buying old vinyl. I'm actually stopping waste when you think about it.
Yes.
That's true.
I'm stopping stuff from going into the landfill. I'm giving things a second or perhaps third or fourth or fifth or eighth life.
Men are better than women. I've always thought this.
That's so true. When I was in Brisbane, I went and I visited my aunt and uncle, and I got to talking to my uncle about my records, and he was like, I got some records, and he pulled out some of his old records, and then he gave me like a Joe Jackson LP and a Moody Blues LP of his own from his own collection from years ago. And now every time I look at those, I'll have that connection to another person, you know?
Yes.
Physical artifact, a physical totem of my affectionate love for my uncle. My Uncle Ian, the Brisbane bus driver.
It's nice to have a physical embodiment of uncle love.
That's right.
It's really beautiful. Sometimes I just feel like I'll sit on my couch and I'll look at my record collection and I'll sort of be like, oh man, there's maybe like 30 records per cube. I got like seven
Just calculating.
Cubes. Even if I generously sort of make the average somewhere about 30. Oh, no. Like, what if I died tomorrow and I had spent all my money buying records?
You could have spent it on Labubus, like rare Labubus. Labubus. Mm.
I could have got the what up nod from Labubu heads.
Yeah. My teens kids don't know how many records you have at home.
They don't give a shit. If I told them, hey, I actually have nearly all of the Kool and the Gang albums on vinyl, they would say, shut the fuck up, you old bitch.
I'll kill you.
I will fucking kill you for saying that to me. Never speak to me again. Give me a vape right now or I'll break your legs.
What's wrong, kids? You don't want to hear about my Italian pressing of a Dizzy Gillespie record?
Yes.
No, my kids have started getting into the records, which on one hand is cool. Because
what if
they're
they
like,
scratch them?
Can we listen? No, they're down there flipping them over and brushing the dust off them and dropping the needle on the other side when I yell down from the kitchen, flip that record! Silence! There's silence! But on the other hand, they have started saying, can I have them when you die? Like, regularly.
Oh.
I mean, it's a fair question, but...
Yeah.
Number one, your mother gets them first, yes. Obviously. Mm.
Yeah, because she's got another 10 years, at least, after you're gone.
But number two, if you keep asking like that, it starts to get a little sus.
That's
you
weird.
Know? It starts to get a little creepy. So they're pissing in the computers?
I think they're pissing in the computers.
Are they pissing?
Quote, there's been a social media trend that's been online for about a week or so that demonstrates how you can cause a thermal runaway in a lithium-ion battery inside of a laptop, said Derby Fire Marshal Jonathan Marr. Johnny Marr.
And that's a reference you might get if you're over 30.
Quote, once you cause this thermal runaway to occur, you can't stop it, and it will continue to get worse until it burns itself out, Marr said. The fire department has to isolate the device. Because it's a chemical reaction, it can reignite, which also means it's more of a hazard. Quote, the gases that it releases are highly toxic, Marr said. The school district says laptops cost almost $400 to replace. Yeah, pretty hectic.
They're working on Chromebooks, you think?
Yeah, I think they all got Chromebooks. I know we've already done enough I'm an old fuck chat on this episode.
Nah, go on. People love it.
Nah, let's go.
Okay, so if you're looking at like a classroom these days in the modern era, you got 30 kids sitting at their desks and they got a laptop out? Are they all on their laptops all the time? Or are there some parts where they're doing pen and paper still? What are they doing?
I'm not sure. They don't just have like computer class once a week?
I don't think computer class is separate to everything else now.
Oh,
I think
crazy.
Everything is computer class. You guys both have children in your households. Surely you have some idea of what the computer level of integration is.
It's all Chromebooks.
Really?
We're all just typing.
Fucking hell.
Chromebooks.
But what if they need to put a label on a keg and they've got to write it with a Sharpie on a bit of masking tape? How's their handwriting going to be?
Dude, I can barely fucking write.
Mm.
For real. Like, I if I'm at an actual meeting, I take notes by hand with a pen and paper, and after two lines, my hand starts like doing like Ash and Evil Dead kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I get that too. My hands aren't designed for writing anymore. They've only got like powerful thumb pads for a phone.
Have you got the thing where using your pinky on your dominant hand as a rest for the bottom of your phone is like fucking the pinky up and
you
giving you like
dint?
Weird pains?
I've just got a little dint in my pinky finger.
I don't have the dent, but I'm getting some weird muscle pains in the bottom of my hand from the weird way that I'm holding it. I think that's a thing.
I think that's good, right? It's probably good for
it's
you.
Probably good. We're evolving.
Keeping your hands strong.
Yeah, it's probably good.
I recently identified a thing that was like I'd be waking up in the morning with like a sore neck, sore shoulders, a bit of a headache, you know? And at a certain point I realized it was because for, I don't know, 15 plus minutes before going to sleep, I would roll over in bed like I was going to turn my bedside lamp off.
And you get trapped by the phone.
But then just keep looking at my phone for a bit and I would just kind of prop my head up on my shoulder with my neck over at some stupid fucking angle. And then after... The problem is, when you're looking at the phone, you don't really know how much time's gone past.
No.
You know? That's one of the problems with phone. It's a little time vortex in there. And the next thing you know, you're like, this is not the way that my neck is supposed to go. It's not really the angle for me. So now as soon as I notice myself do it, I go, and I throw the phone and I lie down flat as a tack.
They should make a phone that electrocutes you if you use it.
Yes. I would love that.
I have another article on this. This comes to us from the Lexington Herald Leader in Kentucky.
Oh, they're leading?
And heralding.
Oh. The heralding is all them going, we're in front.
Second Lexington school reports incident of laptop fire, social media challenge.
Okay.
So it's happening everywhere. It's happening in Kansas. It's happening in Kentucky.
This sounds made up, like one of those things like they make up on the Today Show that's like kids are setting fire to laptops, but they are.
It sounds so fake. The knockout game, rainbow parties, like all that fucking shit. This doesn't sound real, and I don't think it is real, but I do think maybe two kids have done this.
Yes. My son got knocked out at a rainbow party while shitting in a litter box, you know? Like, they can't all be real.
Have you guys, there's another one going around at the moment that the challenge is just to kick someone's front door really hard.
Right, what was the other one?
The Kool-Aid Man challenge where you just run at a wall really fast.
Yeah, see if you can bust through it. Yeah.
That's fun. That's just year eight stuff.
There's no way any of this is like widespread enough to be an actual problem, but it's so funny to hear like the singular instances and just be like...
Yeah. Kids today are doing the ding-dong ditch challenge.
That's right. A second Fayette County school and another school in nearby Jessamine County are reporting incidents of a national social media trend known as the laptop fire challenge.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Grow up.
Students attempting the challenge try to short their school-issued Chromebook or laptop computer, leaving the computer to potentially catch fire. Bryan Station Middle School Principal Robin Gant said a student tried the challenge on Friday. Quote, this event temporarily disrupted the classroom learning environments for some of our 8th grade students and staff. As a result, they have been learning in alternate locations within the building.
We got to go back to pens and pencils and paper.
You can't short the lithium ion battery in a pencil.
Nope. I think that would deal with the whole like AI thing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just grim, and we have no solution to it, and I don't think it's going to go away.
Maybe
I
they should destroy their laptops. Yeah. You know? Let's
burn them.
Burn them. Burn your laptops. Let's get a Luddite movement for teens.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't even post it on TikTok. Just destroy your school's laptops.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like a trend for posting. It doesn't have to be a prank that you play. Just destroy your fucking laptop. Just put a pencil across the terminals in the battery port. And short it out to cause a thermal runaway in your lithium ion battery and get out of there because that shit's not good for you.
And go buy a notebook. Oh, maybe a nice pen that feels good in your hand.
Oh, how nice is picking
a good nice pen?
Notepad and a good pen. I would never use them.
Feel good to buy, though. Feel great to buy. I would never use them. It
feels so good to buy. Oh, I dream of buying a good pen and a good pad.
Mm. I got some Bic Atlantises. At the moment, and I am enjoying using them very much.
See, my medium of choice for the writing that I do as part of the podcast, for my notes that I keep, is I go to Officeworks and I get a 5-pack of Kenji brand legal pads because they feel good to write on, and then I get a pack of Sharpies and I do that, and that feels very nice. But they're cheap and they do the job, but they don't have the same satisfying. Like, you know, when you get like a good Swedish pen or a good Japanese notebook or something and you're like, ooh, this is craftsmanship.
This is going to change me as a person. This is the start of a new me.
I'm going to be organized. Yeah. I'm going to be creative.
I'm going to be different this year. I'm going to be someone else.
Yes.
This year I'm not going to be me at all. I'm going to be a different, much, much cooler, thoughtful person who does interesting stuff.
Starts with this notebook.
Yes. I'm going to write in it every day. Thoughts I have, plans, little plans, lists.
Little to-do
sketches,
lists.
Little plein air sketches.
Maybe I'll start to sketch again.
I'll sketch faces while I'm waiting for my coffee. Just little single line doodles. But I'll do a couple of them every day. And I reckon in a couple of months, I'll be so good at capturing sort of the spirit, if not a very accurate depiction of someone's face in just a few easy strokes.
Yeah, you'll forget about ChatGPT.
One day someone's going to look at my notepad and see that I've done their face. And I'm going to say, oh, I'm sorry. I know this is a bit invasive. It's just something I do. It helps clear my mind. It helps calm me.
And she'll be like, no, show me.
I've never seen myself. Is this how you see me? Because it's not how I see me. Through your eyes, I'm beautiful.
Yes.
And it all starts with buying a $75 Japanese pencil.
Exactly.
This could be your life. The incident came one day after students and staff at Southern Middle School in Fayette County were evacuated and the fire department was called after a student attempted the challenge. Attempted or succeeded?
So you didn't make the computer smoke?
I mean, they had to call the fire department, so you fucking tell me. Perry County Schools officials said in a Facebook post Wednesday the district had 7 Chromebooks damaged by students attempting the trend. This is so good. This is awesome. One day when I was in year 2, we had sort of a, I guess it wasn't a TikTok trend because we didn't have TikTok, but there was a bit of a social contagion where me and all the other boys in my grade, we cut a big chunk out of our hair with scissors.
Cool.
Because we're all just sort of doing it. It's like a social contagion that happened. We're like, okay, I'll.
You used to just do that for the fun of it, like just for the feeling of it with your friends.
Not because it was viral.
Not because it was going to go viral. Not for views. Not for likes.
Yes.
Just to impress your friends.
Tim Bennett cut a chunk out of his hair and I said, oh, okay, let's go. I'll do it.
Oh, that's what's up.
Let's go crazy. And then Mum said to me, why did you do that? It was a crazy day. You wouldn't understand.
You don't understand, Mum. Tim Bennett did it.
Tim Bennett cut a big chunk out of his fringe because we all had big fringes. That was the style at the time.
Mm-hmm. And if he jumped off a cliff, I might.
Yes. Oh, Tim. Wait down there. I'm going to catch up with you.
You don't understand. Tim's the coolest.
I was thinking about Tim Bennett the other day, actually. He was one of those kids where we all bullied for being gay because that was the style at the time. But we didn't really know what being gay was or what it meant because we were like 8 years old.
And is Tim Bennett gay? I wonder sometimes,
is he gay? I haven't been able to find him on any of the things. I wonder.
It's going
to
haunt you. It's going to haunt you.
Tim Bennett, if you're listening to this, are you gay? I think it'd be awesome if you are. I would love to find out.
Hey, Tim Bennett, gay much?
Please let me know, sincerely. Gay much? Quote, please remind your student how dangerous these trends can be and the financial consequences of destroying a $435 Chromebook, the post said.
Don't give him a fucking Chromebook then. How about that?
I think the financial consequences of destroying a $435 Chromebook are someone needs to spend $435.
Exactly, probably.
Maybe we've got
there's a clue right there.
Quote, additionally, local enforcement will be notified of any damage to school district property.
Cops coming in there with the latch popped off the holster.
Yep.
Safety clicked off. You guys smell anything? You guys smell any smoke?
Some rowdy 11-year-olds in here. I would love to see a final tally of how many Chromebooks get damaged from the laptop fire trend.
Yes. Is this a small trend or is this very real?
Like, what if it was in like the 4 digits? What if we're talking like 5,000 laptops damaged?
That'd be crazy. Is the idea just to destroy school property?
Yeah, which is awesome. That's like the coolest thing you can do as a kid.
If you go to a private school, very cool thing to do, very funny thing to do.
Yeah, true. Yes.
Public school, don't do that.
Yeah, because they're probably not going to replace them.
They're probably not going to be able to replace them.
All of a sudden, you're sharing the Chromebook with another kid. Oh. You type with your left hand and Dave, you type with your right hand.
That's grim. Yeah, if you're a private school kid listening to this, destroy your fucking Chromebook. And if you're lucky, you'll get kicked out and you'll have a chance to become a normal person.
Yes.
My kids don't get to just like have completely unmonitored access to YouTube and social media, but I gather that's kind of what the deal is for many other children. Mm-hmm. And so they always just come home like kind of rolling their eyes, looking very disdainful about particularly the boys at their school. They're like, yeah, they just keep saying skibbity alpha, skibbity alpha.
Man, you know? My friend's kids are always saying like alpha, sigma stuff in a way where I thought it was just like adults on the internet pretending that's what kids say.
No, they actually say that shit.
Yeah, it's
saying it. And then I have to sit my kids down and I have to go, that's pickup artist talk, children. Those boys are sexually harassing you.
Yeah, you tell
him. I come down there and I yell at the principal till he cries.
Yes.
No, I would never do that. I would never do that. The principal is a great man. He does close-up magic.
Awesome.
Speaking of which, I downloaded a whole bunch of David Blaine specials and put them on
Plex. I noticed when I opened the Plex today, I was like, sure is a lot of David Blaine on here.
I'm going to get so fucking high this weekend and watch like 3 hours of David Blaine. I'm so excited. And then every time he does something, I'm going to go, oh, whoa, you know?
How did he
do that? I was looking right at him. I don't know how he did that.
Where did that come from?
Eleanor,
can you come? Can you tell me how? Where did that come from?
Babe, how did you do that?
How did you do that? Hey, if you destroyed a $435 Chromebook and you got in a ton of trouble and didn't go viral, you'd feel almost like you got scammed. It's time for Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This also comes to us from KSNW in Kansas.
The snow.
Kansas Highway Patrol warns of shirt smishing scam.
Huh?
Kansas Highway Patrol warns of shirt smishing scam.
What is smishing?
The Kansas Highway Patrol is warning residents of a scam using smishing.
What is smishing?
I am having a stroke.
I think this is phishing with a PH using SMS. I believe that is how we got to smishing.
I think you can
just call it SMS phishing. I don't think we have to do this.
No.
No one even calls it SMS anymore.
No, that's true. Oh, my God. Imagine how much a kid would laugh at you for saying SMS.
Yeah, I'll just send me an SMS later. Oh, Jesus. You get bullied.
Does your SMS have MMS? Oh, your phone doesn't support MMS. Okay, just describe the image to me. You remember how for like the first year, iPhones didn't support MMS, even though most other phones did?
Yeah.
You couldn't send picture messages from an iPhone, which was like the state of the art smartphone, but like your Nokia whatever could?
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy back then.
Texts are circulating claiming to be selling discount shirts in support of the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Cool. Sick shirt.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says the text is not affiliated with the patrol in any way. If you receive a text, delete it and do not click the link.
That is an insane text to send. How much are you expecting to get from people wanting to buy Kansas Highway Patrol shirts?
Oh, my God. It's fucking – you are scamming like – the most credulous people of the world by being like, hey, are you sick of these woke lefty cucks trying to defund the police? Well, now more than ever, you need to back the blue by buying a shirt that says, yippee, I love the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Oh, I hope it's targeting those people. That's actually really funny.
Like, well, who else is going to buy it?
It's true. Why would you buy that shirt?
Lefties aren't doing it. The Liberatis, they're not fucking doing it.
I want to see the shirt, but I don't think there is a shirt.
No, I don't think the shirt exists.
Shame because I like a bootleg shirt.
I love a bootleg shirt. I'm crazy about a bootleg shirt. These maybe they go hard. Maybe it's that kind of bad graphic design that makes you go, fuck, I kind of need to cop that. That's kind of drippy as hell.
I sent you guys an attempted scam the other day when I got a message.
Did I got caught? Were you pen testing the podcast?
No, I sent it to you because I thought it was funny. So like often, you know, you'll get a thing that says, your package that's being delivered to you has been held up because you need to pay 14 cents in tax.
Oh, yeah. That's the oldest smishing trick in the book.
But Evidently, as is evidenced by this recent message that I got, I guess when stuff goes into your spam, the links aren't activated, right? So if it's from someone who's not in your contact link on a contact list on an iPhone, the links in the message cannot be clicked on, right? Mm-hmm. So I got this text message, and it was just from a phone number. You know how, like, in Australia, if you get a message from AusPost, it comes from AusPost, like, not from a phone number.
And I got to tell you, I have straight up no fucking idea how they do that.
Some kind of magic, I think.
How do they do that?
Ben, you know how they make messages come from AusPost?
How come it knows it's AusPost in my phone?
How does it, though? Like, honestly, how does it know?
But how? Some I got one of those the other day, actually, where they had, there's a term for it, they spoofed it.
Oh, you they got spoofed?
The AusPost, like, the name on the text message, and I was like, oh shit, it's from AusPost. But it wasn't, it was a scam. They were trying to scam me with a German website. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense in context.
This one came from a long series of numbers, but the message began, AusPost:... So you know.
Yes.
That's who's speaking now in the script, AusPost. Your parcel is currently being processed. Due to an invalid postal code, it cannot be delivered and has been temporarily held. Please verify your postal code within 24 hours using the link below. So far, so good on this scam message, right? The link below is mypost-australia.lol/package, which is starting to throw me a little.
Come on now.
And then, because the link isn't active, because this sender is not in my contact list, then they have followed this up with, in parentheses, please reply with Y, then exit the message and reopen the message to activate the link, or copy and paste the link into your Safari browser.
That's so funny. It's so good.
My man, a bridge too far.
You have lost everyone at that point. They are out.
They're done.
You know how they say sometimes about this sort of stuff, like, when there's the odd typo in it or something doesn't look quite right, like that's...
It's filtering out people.
They're filtering out the people who aren't the real dummies. At this point where you're like, we need you to be a really active participant in being stupid.
Yes.
Yeah. That one got me good. So after that little aside, best regards, the AusPost team.
They would never say anything positive.
Say best regards.
Because they seem contemptuous of me when I go in.
Yeah.
Mm.
So why are they saying best regards now? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
They would never say that.
I love that these guys are smishing the Yahoos. They're only smishing, like, conservative fools. I think y'all that's valorous smishing. That's like smishing for good. Smishing for beauty, for truth. Smish those guys. I don't give a fuck about those guys. You want a shirt that says, yeah, I back the Kansas Highway Patrol. You're a fucking idiot. Say goodbye to your $30, asshole.
Yeah, absolutely fleece these people. I don't care.
Is it worth smishing for t-shirt dollars? Like,
I think it's worth smishing for justice.
I mean, smishing for a greater cause, obviously, but like financially speaking... How many people are in Kansas? How many people are you hitting with the text message? How many people are going through enough to, like, buy the shirt? How much is your smishing time worth?
Yeah, at some point, how much time are you putting in versus what you're getting in return?
What's the return on your smish?
What is the return on your smish?
Well, yeah. I mean, the things that we were just talking about that were like, hey, you need to pay like the $3 worth of sales tax on this thing before we can process it and send it to you. That's fuck all. Like that's the whole point of spam stuff is that you send it to 1 billion people. And if like 0.1% of them say,
you've made $3 billion.
I better give you my $3.
I guess it's probably the start of a longer scam where you pay them $30 and then somehow you get their bank details and you give them $300 and you go, oh, geez, oh, I made a big fuck up. Oh, I'm going to be in so much trouble with my boss.
Oh, my boss at the t-shirt factory is going to be so mad.
You got to send me $3,000. And then you got a beekeeper, the start of the beekeeper. I'm describing a scene from the beekeeper.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're describing the beekeeper.
I think that's where I learned about scams was from the movie, The Beekeeper. What a picture.
Oh, what a movie. What a film.
He's metaphorically a beekeeper and he's a literal beekeeper as well. He does
crazy.
Both.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And I don't think the other beekeepers keep bees. It's just
him. I don't
think
they do. I think it's just him.
Yeah.
Do you think he started keeping the bees before becoming the beekeeper? Or he thought it'd be a funny thing to do.
No, I think it's part of the job. I think it's part
of
the job.
So you think the crazy lady with the machine gun was also keeping bees?
Yeah.
She's an apiarist as well?
Hmm. I'm not buying it.
What I want to set up, I think, more so than a smishing operation for selling shirts, because like you're saying, Ben, I think you're targeting the right crowd, which is like the back the blue kind of crowd, mm-hmm. you know. I would like to set up a fake GoFundMe type of operation where, you know, people can come along, put in their credit card details, because I've seen like several instances in the last week or two of someone just being caught on film doing like overt white power racism in public. And people say,
And then setting up a GoFundMe for it?
Yeah, and people say, hey, I actually think that's bad.
There was that lady that said the N-word to a child.
Yes.
And then the people gave her like $3 million.
Yes.
To support her generally, just to say, hey, here's a little walking around money for saying the N-word to a child.
Just to say, hey, we're actually, you don't specifically need this, but we're really in support of what you did. And we'd like to see some more of that.
This isn't going to fund anything you might need to do. This is just to give you a financial reward for saying the N-word to a child.
Yes.
Good on you.
To like
thanks for
a five-year-old.
Fighting
the
good
maybe?
Fight.
Yeah, we could easily make a fake one. It's like, I'm Special Officer Peebus, and I was fired from police force for not using a pronoun.
Yes, they
I was
said
fired for
it was my turn to
racist.
Be trans.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to do that because I'm a red-blooded American man. I'm not going to use she, her at work. Can I have 7 million, maybe not American dollars, let's pick like a stronger currency that's doing really well at the moment, Swedish krona.
Mm. Yes.
Can I have 7 million Swedish krona, please?
Swedish krona for not having pronouns.
For not having any pronouns. I said, I'm not going to have pronouns. You use my name when you refer to me.
Yes.
Never.
It's because I have to relocate. I have to relocate to Sweden.
Yes.
Because everyone's so mad at me. And that's why. That's why you need to give it to me in this form. You know? And I think that you would make a hefty amount of money based off of what we've seen recently. Which is that for some reason, people are very willing to say, I would love to contribute $5 to $1,000 to you on the basis of the fact that you expressed naked, open racism to a child in public.
Autistic child.
Yep.
As well. Yep. Autistic black child.
And really, I'm just supporting that you did that.
Yes.
Yeah. Just some money for you.
Like, I don't think the left is immune from this phenomenon either of like, I mean, they probably
You think we could rinse them too?
Probably immune from saying like the N-word to a child in public. Probably not doing that often, I think, which is good. But like, we don't have the tools to address the actual larger issues. So often when something bad has happened to someone, someone will be the recipient of something terrible and will just go, you know what, let's give them $10 million. Doesn't address the larger issue. Did that one person necessarily need $10 million? Probably not. But it's like the only thing that you can think of to help that person or show support or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's very odd to see the evil version of that where it's like, you don't need this.
At all.
But by you saying the N-word to a child, which I support, by the way, because a bunch of social norms have completely collapsed in the last little while, so that all of the things that we all thought and all believed secretly, now I'm like, you know what? My name on the racist Christian GoFundMe that I can't remember of the name of, it's like Go Bless Me or some shit.
Yeah, Go Bless Me.
I'm going to put my name on that donation. I'm going to say, hey, Here's five large.
Just because I love
this.
Because
you said the N-word to a child and I love that.
Because I love what you do. I get people give us money sometimes. Sometimes people give us money and they don't really listen to these bonus episodes, but they just like what we're doing.
It's kind of
like that. So it's kind of the same as the lady that said the N-word to the child.
Because we're doing the opposite. We're doing the good version of saying the N-word to a child.
Yeah.
Whatever that might be.
Whatever the inverse of that is, we're doing like the using positive magic instead of evil magic.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like
the wizards we are.
We are doing white magic only.
White magic only.
The KHP says it never sends unsolicited texts and does not sell shirts. Yeah, that checks out. That's good.
Didn't think they would.
Man. Good luck to those scammers. I hope you get a grip of cash.
I hope you get some cash from this at least.
It's so funny if that's the flag you want to fly as well for showing your political values, like specifically the Kansas Highway Patrol, generally, not the state police, not the county police, not the county sheriff, Highway Patrol.
Maybe you don't support the general police, like the day-to-day police, but you just support what they're doing out there on Highway Patrol.
Wouldn't you, as like a freedom-loving American, fucking hate the Highway Patrol? Because what, they're getting you for
speeding.
Defects, they're giving you speeding fines,
you
they're pulling
speeding.
You over for drink driving. You should, it's the stateies you want to support because they're the ones, I mean, they're all terrorizing minorities, I guess, but like it's the Highway Patrol that are getting you when you've got a buzz on and you're flying down what's in Kansas?
I-95. I-64.
Yes. I-32.
Just you and the road.
Yeah.
You, I-32 your Gran East. Gran Torino and the road.
Eyes closed. Two cans of Bud Light open, each hand. One, like your pinky wrapped around the steering wheel, the other three fingers and a thumb around the cans.
Mm.
You turn right. Ooh, that's close to my mouth. Take a little sip. Ooh. Turn left. Ooh, that one's close to my mouth. Take a little sip. Oh, here they come. Kansas Highway Patrol. Oh, Joe Biden's Kansas Highway Patrol.
Can't speed. Can't drink drive.
Yeah. But you know what? I back them because they're blue. That's what my shirt says.
Exactly.
It says, I back the Casanas Highway Patrol. Oh, fuck. Hey, I think that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista.
Oh,
thank you so much for joining us. If you're hearing this before May 31st, we're getting dangerously close to the live show and we're selling tickets still. We haven't sold out, but they're still ticking away. I think you should probably get in.
No, you should soon. You should say like we've almost sold out.
I've never wanted to lie about that stuff. I know it's part and parcel of the business is you just pretend that you're on the verge of selling out.
But it becomes such an obvious lie when you
it's
keep
such an
posting
obvious
that.
I like full transparency. At time of recording, I think we've sold like 130 out of 200.
Yes.
But based on previous trends, the last time we did this as well, it was a fucking slow trickle of slow
pokes. We did sell out. You've all got ADHD
and
stuff, you know.
Sploosh.
I have to buy stuff the moment I know about it because otherwise I will never think about it again. If I don't see it, it's gone from my fucking mind.
Me too.
Mind.
Completely out of mind. But maybe that's not you. Maybe you need some time to think, get your money together.
True. Talk to some people, pawn some things.
Pawn some things, get your $30 together, you know.
Sell your mum's TV. Whatever you got to do to come to the Punta Vista Live Show.
Send out your smishing message. You know,
yeah.
Get organized.
Start smishing now.
Sell one smishing t-shirt and you've got yourself a ticket to the Punta Vista Live Show. Easy.
$30 plus Humanitix's fees, which I think it's like $2 per ticket, $32. You can get that through one good smish.
Yep.
One perfect smish.
You just got to get lucky once.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We will see you on the free episode. Thanks so much for having subscribed and for being here with us on a crazy Wednesday. We're loopy.
It's crazy here on Wednesdays.
We got Wednesday madness.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.